Welcome to the Digital Public Relations Podcast, covering news and trends in the digital space. Produced by the students in the Public Relations Program in the School of Media and Journalism at Kent State University.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to PR Pandemonium, the podcast where we untangle the web of public relations while dodging the digital curveballs hurled at us by our mischievous friend, artificial intelligence. I am your host, Sage, and today we are diving into the comical chaos that AI is bringing to the PR world. Joining me in this whirlwind of laughter, mayhem resident of AI aficionado, the self-proclaimed tech guru, Luke. How's it going, Luke? Ready to dive headfirst into the digital abyss?
You betcha, Sage. Let's strap on our virtual helmets and prepare for a wild ride through the AI-infused jungle of public relations.
I like the sound of that. So, Luke, tell me, what's the funniest AI mishap you've ever witnessed in the PR world?
Oh, where do I even begin? Picture this, an AI-powered chatbot designed to respond to customer inquiries with helpful advice and witty banter. Sounds great, right? Well, let's just say it had a bit of a glitch and started flirting with customers instead. Talk about a PR nightmare turned comedy gold.
Oh, I can only imagine the confusion on the other end of those messages. But hey, sometimes a little flirting can spice things up, right? Now on to a more serious note. How do you see AI impacting the future of PR?
The million-dollar question. Well, Sage, I predict a future where AI and PR pros work hand-in-hand, like a dynamic duo fighting crime in Gotham City. AI will handle this grunt work like data analysis and content creation, while humans bring the creativity, strategy, and personality to the table.
That's a vision I can get behind. But are there any AI tools or technologies that PR pros should be wary of?
Oh, you betcha. Beware the AI robots disguised as PR gurus, my friends. They'll promise you the moon and the stars, but end up sending your press releases to the wrong planet. Trust me, I've seen it happen.
Note to self, double-check those press release destinations. But seriously, how can PR pros navigate the ever-changing landscape of AI without losing their sanity?
The eternal question. My advice? Embrace the chaos, my friends. AI might throw a few curveballs our way, but with a healthy dose of humor and willingness to adapt, we can turn even the craziest AI mishaps into PR gold.
Wise words indeed. Well, that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for joining us on this wild ride through AI-infused world of PR. Until next time, keep laughing, keep learning, and keep rocking those llama videos.
For all of our listeners out there, did anything seem off about our speaking to you? If so, then you might be correct, because this script was completely written by AI in its entirety. We used ChatGPT to see how effective it would be when it came to writing a podcast script.
Though using AI might seem like a quick fix when you're in a time crunch, it's not as simple of a solution as it might seem. Not only did that script have almost no actual substance or meaning, but it also took Luke and I multiple times to try to get it to write a script at the length we wanted. We asked ChatGPT to write us a script that would be 5 minutes long, and then we asked it to write us a script that would be 1,000 words. Both times the script came out to be only 460 words long, which equaled about 2.5 minutes of speaking time.
As we enter the era of artificial intelligence, PR professionals will be seeing more and more issues with artificial intelligence. Now, recently, the Willy Wonka experience garnered worldwide attention when the event turned out to be nothing like it was advertised as.
Flyers promoting the event were created using AI and showed mystical images of candy representing what the experience would look like. The wording on the flyers were almost complete gibberish, yet parents still bought tickets for their kids, hoping for a fun experience.
To get into this, I'm going to read a little bit from this flyer. So at the top of it, it says, Enchanting Entertainment, with a few images of some lollipops, a Pegasus, a clown guy with a top hat, kind of reminiscing Willy Wonka. And then at the bottom of this flyer, it says, Cat Gagating, Live Performances, Karchi Tons, Extrasri Lollipops, and a Pasadice of Sweet Teats. So Sage, what do you think about all this?
Well, personally for me, I don't really think that I'd fall for something kind of AI-generated like that, especially with all the misspelled words, but honestly, it seems like it might be an issue for other people. And then, like, going into the PR industry specifically and wanting to do event coordination myself, it's definitely a red flag for me that people are turning to AI to help with their marketing.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I feel like, you know, when it comes to AI, it makes a lot of people's lives easier and people will kind of take that easy way out. But when it with that, there's also kind of like a double-edged sword, whereas, you know, this content you're making, it may not even make sense. It may not even be going out to the right people. And even then, like, it may confuse your audience. And I feel like AI isn't a human, so it's not really going to know what it's exactly supposed to be doing when you give it a prompt. You know, it's just giving you what you asked for from a few words. And that's going to make things harder, especially when it comes to, you know, marketing and putting things out on social media.
No, and I completely agree. And not only is AI affecting brands, but it's also affecting celebrities.
So it's definitely been a big trend with a lot of celebrities, even though it's not a good trend. Taylor Swift was affected with some deep fakes with some nude images. Along with that, Scarlett Johansson was actually affected by an AI app in late 2023. The app was using her face, her voice, as well as a couple other different parts of her to promote this app that was called Lisa AI 90s yearbook and avatar. So if you were online in, you know, November, December of 2023, you probably have seen these people with, you know, using AI to create these like 90s yearbook images and all these things like that. So this app was using Scarlett Johansson's voice to promote this app. Her voice was mentioned multiple times. It was a 22-second ad posted on Twitter or X, and it was just getting people to come try the app, and it was giving her, you know, a lot of time that she did not even consent to.
I think this is really important to bring up the fact that there aren't many laws surrounding AI and using other people's voices and images and even creating fake voices just to represent someone else, and how there aren't really any implications for doing that right now.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, because I feel like, you know, a lot of these celebrities are really being negatively affected, and their brands as well as partnerships are being affected as well. And, you know, until that there is legislation that can help with this, it's going to be kind of a free-for-all, and, you know, who knows where it's going to go from there until this stuff kind of happens.
Okay, but like all of this celebrity talk actually just reminded me of like that current scandal on Twitter. Did you see that?
No, what scandal? Who's it with?
Oh my God, Emma Stone.
Emma Stone?
See that?
No, not at all.
Oh my God. Okay, so pretty much like she just went on her Twitter one night, which is like so random for her because like she's usually always just like at peace with like her fans and stuff. But she goes on and started just like talking so much crap on a film she was working on.
Really?
Yeah, and she was like talking crap how it fell through, how like the creative team was horrible, and how like they didn't have any like creativity and they had a lack of vision for the movie, so it fell through.
Wow.
So she was like really mad about it, and she's going online and she's just ranting about it on Twitter, and her fans are like, what is happening? This is so unlike her. And the hashtag Emma Exposed blows up, and people start pulling out all this stuff from like the depths of Twitter, from like earlier
that's
stuff
what
in her
do.
Career.
That's what they'll do.
I cannot believe you haven't heard about this.
No, I'm really surprised that I haven't, for real. Like, you know, like when did it happen? Like last night or today? Like how recently this happened? Like
no, yeah, it actually happened like right this second, because I asked AI to create that whole scandal for me.
No way.
Yeah, so I feel like that just goes to show how quick that scandals can come out, especially AI generated ones. How much AI could have a presence in the lives of celebrities.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like, that's really crazy. Like, I don't even know what to say to that, because like that AI ChatGPT made a full-blown scandal with Twitter hashtags and all that. Like, that's really kind of crazy. It's impressive, but also a little scary. And I feel like, you know, people could really use that to some nasty stuff in the future. So it's going to be a little crazy to see where things go. And it's kind of scary to see the actual truth of AI in itself.
No, I feel like it really puts a focus on how much, like, misinformation can be spread, and, like, how you have to do your due diligence and fact-checking and making sure that the media you're seeing online is actually true.
That's very true. And I think one thing that's going to hopefully help, and it may not be helping as much right now, but hopefully should in the future, is, you know, like Facebook and Twitter and other, or X, I should say, these platforms for social media are starting to implement some AI guidelines, and as well as like flagging posts for having AI or misinformation, which I think will help definitely. But, you know, in the long run, it's going to take a lot more to convince people that things are real and not, as misinformation is so common out there. And with that, you know, running a brand or working with an artist or a celebrity is going to be much harder, because people are going to create so many different types of media that are false, make false claims, they'll doctor images and create so many different fake audios that will convince the average person that, oh my God, you know, this is true, or this is, you know, whatever. And, you know, that's going to be the scary part, is trying to like get the truth and finding out, you know, what's real and what's not. And it's going to be an interesting field, and it's going to be a battle for some people and for some brands. So I'm excited to see, and also a little nervous to see where things are going to go.
So that is all the time we have today for our podcast. I hope you guys learned something about AI, and we'll make sure to check your information that you get online.
Sage, thank you so much for having me on the podcast. It has been so wonderful to get to talk about such, you know, in-depth PR issues and how AI can affect that. It's been an absolute honor. Thank you for allowing me on here.
Of course, it was great having you. And until next time, keep laughing, keep learning, and keep rocking those llama videos.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, share, or send us your comments on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Spotify. Find us on Twitter using the hashtag PR Online Chat. We're looking forward to hearing from you.